It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. On Fridays, I like to do things differently when I can. So today, we're going to be speaking with an organization called Year Up. They bring talented young adults and top companies together to launch careers, power business, and build community. I love how Capital One is a big partner of this. But more importantly, the stories and what you're about to learn are things that I think can be takeaways for you or even for your own kids. So check it out. Today, I have joining me the executive director of the National Capital Region of Europe, Guylaine Saint-Juste. So good to see you.
Thank you for having me, Mario. I'm excited to be here with you
all. Are you kidding me? Year Up is just doing their thing. Now, this is, I'm going to give people a quick context on this. It's a year-long program that you all do that provides urban young adults with skills, experience, and support that's going to empower them through their, you know, really help them with their potential and really give them an understanding of their professional careers, higher education. Mm-hmm. And you've partnered up with Capital One, too. So we're going to talk about all of this. But the first thing that caught my attention was that 5 million young people are disconnected from stable career paths, but there are like 12 million jobs requiring post-secondary education that are going to be unfulfilled in the next 10 years?
That's exactly right.
How are you all closing this gap?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to train them, understand what it is that businesses need, the skills that they need in entry-level to mid-level skills job, and we train specifically for that. And what we like to say is to power up the tenet of our democracy, which says that everyone in America has a right to an opportunity.
What you all are doing, though, is really bridging a major gap, because we are in a society that has become really about labels and about, you know, certain things mean you're at a certain level.
That's right. So we're shattering all the isms of this society. And we're grateful for Capital One to be along this journey with us, along with other companies. And at the end of the day, what we're saying is that skills are thought, but people are born with innate talents, and we need to be very clear to differentiate them. And just because people are in communities that don't give them the access to this four-year degree, but that, you know, they have talents, and if you're willing to invest in them to teach them skills, they can go and perform well.
Is there an example of a student or a young person that comes to mind that just, like, people can relate to?
We had a young woman that was a teenage mom that sort of, use your language, just took a different track.
Right.
And she found her way to Europe, and we're so thankful for her. She would wake up every day at 4 o'clock to get her child to daycare on time, and she was never once late at program. And she did it successfully and now is working at Capital One in their cyber role as a threat detector. And it's totally changed her life. And that's why we say that at Europe, we bring together talented young people with companies so that we can launch careers, power business, and build communities.
How do you build up the individual? They've been at a certain point. They may have now created a bunch of self-limiting beliefs about them. Maybe people have dream killed on them. Maybe they haven't grown up where there is exposure on how to really create other opportunities. So this isn't just about teaching skills. It's a lot that has to do with the mindset. What does Europe do to help prepare young minds so that they can be resilient and that they can understand their potential?
So we are also in the business of dealing with trauma. At Europe of the National Capital Region, we talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. Mm. And we've added this measure of belonging because it is about the nurturing of young people, totally emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually stimulating them so that they own their journey, make good, powerful choices moving forward so that they too have the opportunity to live the lives that they so desire.
I love the word and the intentionality of belonging. It reminds me of a thing I've been pushing a lot lately is vulnerability and transparency is the new currency. The more you can tap into being vulnerable about that which you are afraid of or what you are fearful or insecure about, the more people can actually help and even support you to get around that. And so you're giving this big bear hug, this big embrace around around people to help them with that. What would you say is one of the important pieces of belonging? When you talk about people of color, one of the things is economic injustice. Not being on par economically shifts things. What do you see in that space, and how are you all trying to make an impact there?
So I think the entirety of the intention of Europe is about creating this access for people for opportunity to create economic justice. the belief of the model is that when people have, you know, dreams that they can pursue and have a way to the middle class America, then you know what? A lot of other things will fall into place. In the National Capital Region, our motto actually is that we're creating together with all of our stakeholders a pathway to a more just world. And that is leveling up. And because at the end of the day, we believe that the power of the mighty dollar is what it just, you know, when people have sort of this economic freedom to make the choices that they can make, then they own their journey, right? And that part of what we're talking about earlier, Mario, and I enjoyed it, about the power of words.
Yes.
We believe that in that belonging, exactly what you talk about, that empathy, it also allows people to develop their own secret sauce of authenticity and to show up in this world for all that they are born and created for. Our founder, Gerald Chatavian, has always said that our true north will always remain the young people that we serve. And so I would just encourage people to check out our website, yearup.org, and just take a chance on us. Just drop us an interest form, give us a call, and just I encourage you to come and experience, if you're in the National Capital Region, to experience the belonging for yourself.
Yeah. And now, and just to, so everyone's not confused, you're executive director of the National Capital Region, but Year Up is across the country.
It's 21 cities across the country. I just, that's why I'm encouraging people to go on the website as a whole, yearup.org, identify where we are that's closest to the city where you live and play. You know, again, just give us a chance and come and experience it for yourself.
This is just a tip of the iceberg of what I intend to find out more. I want to do more. I want to come to D.C. I want to come to this place. I want to see it myself. I want to meet some of the students and some
You're
of
welcome.
The young people
come
there.
On.
I'd love to come speak there and give them some inspiration.
We would love you to do that and do, like, you know, have some of them on the podcast. I think, you know, that would be pretty powerful. So we'd love to partner
okay,
with you.
Okay, we're going to make that happen. We're going to make that happen. Then we'll bring some cameras. We'll shoot that. That'll
okay,
be great.
Awesome.
But really, the work that you're doing is really needed. And that's why, you know, I'm such a big advocate for what Capital One is doing, because it's what they're doing is making communities impactful. And by belonging, using your word, to the community, not just serving them financial products and services, which is great. They have to do that. They're a company. But to go deeper, to belong to the community and really create some kind of impact, it's really great to see this partnership happening.
I love Capital One motto to change banking for good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's another word we can wrap our minds around, also the idea of goodness. And what I like to say is that not only do they belong to our community, Capital One is a part of our community. And I also love the way that they're helping us build that community by making sure that people from communities that have gone unnoticed, not served well, have a mainstream way to be able to sort of like broaden the net of that community. And for that, we're deeply grateful.
And that's why I like having them on Level Up, because Wake Up and Level Up is all about that. One thing you just said that I had to touch on, you said good. You know what really just hit me recently that was good? I wonder if you saw the same moment when Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff.
That was good. And
right?
So people just talk about great, but the real honest meaning of the word good is the wholesomeness and the rectitude and the righteousness that lives in that moment. I mean, for me, that's what it's really about, right? There's belief that we've got to compete to be better.
Right.
But, you know, as a person of African descent, I love that African idiom that says, if you want to go far, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. That's right. And those sisters are going far for sure.
That's right. No.
They're changing the face of the game of tennis.
To be fierce competitors because of the competition. But then to be fierce consolers and to be fierce about gratitude, kindness, and humility, that was...
And that's benevolence to me.
And on that note, we're going to wrap this one up. Gee, thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you. That's going to be a wrap for Wake Up and Level Up. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Everybody go to yearup.org.